from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Kitchikamea. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November are gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald laid empty. The good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when she left fully loaded for Cleveland. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound as the waves broke over the railing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. At 7 p.m. the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." But when the captain wired in, he had water coming in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansions. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario, she takes in what Lake Erie can send her. But the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. Now in a musty old hall in Detroit, they at the Maritime Sailors Cathedral, and the church bell chimes still rings 29 times, once for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald.